You're going to be giving a speech on Wednesday night at the Tampa Bay History Center on your new book, Towers in the Sand. Tell me where the impetus for this really massive encyclopedic book came from.
Well, the book was actually inspired by my godfather, Michael Gammon, who is a professor of history emeritus at University of Florida and the author of several books on the state's history. And Mike said no one has ever documented the history of broadcasting and that I ought to do it. And so 12 years ago, I started the process and finally got the book published.
So this looks like it was a labor of love for you, right? Tell us about why you chose broadcasting. Well, what is it about it that speaks to you so much?
Well, I'm a second-generation Florida broadcaster. My mother and father met at a little radio station in St. Augustine, WFOY-AM. And so I've been around broadcasting my entire childhood. I was a teenage disc jockey while in high school in Orlando at the top-rated rock and roll radio station. Worked in Armed Forces Radio when I was in the Navy for a short period of time. And then was in the television business in West Palm Beach at the CBS affiliate here. So it's in my blood.
So tell us about some of the more interesting passages in the book. Florida has been quite the pioneer in a lot of broadcasting, right?
Well, that's for sure. In fact, Florida's first licensed radio station was in Tampa, WDAE-AM, which was owned at the time by the Tampa Daily Times and went on the air in 1922, had several firsts to its name, the first live broadcast of a church service live from the scene. In my presentation, there's a picture of a 1922 radio car so they could go out and broadcast events live from the scene on WDAE. That station really started it, and shortly thereafter, several other stations around the state signed on in Miami and Jacksonville. All of this was during the great Florida land boom time, the Florida land rush. And so stations were instrumental in helping to spur Yankees from the cold north to come down to warm Florida and buy some real estate and settle down here.
And it continued long after the Florida boom, right? We're still in the forefront of broadcasting in many ways, I'd imagine.
Well, certainly in many ways we are. You know, the industry has changed significantly even since WUSF went on the air in 1963. The industry has just had tremendous changes. And quite honestly, today sits at the precipice of a very uncertain future, especially for commercial broadcasters, because there are so many of them and they are primarily now owned by big corporations, and in many cases, they've kind of lost their community connection. That's a serious problem. A gap that I feel that public radio, like your station, has a great opportunity to fill by doing exactly what you're doing, and that's staying very involved in your local community.
Don, when you give your presentation Wednesday night, give us a couple of highlights that you're going to share with the audience.
Well, there are so many great stories. You know, the story of WTVT Channel 13, one of the state's, if not the country's, best local television stations for so many years, from the time that they signed on in a defunct Greek restaurant on what is now Kennedy Avenue. That story and all of the famous names that Channel 13 brought to the community. Channel 8 signed on not too many years later with live coverage of the Gasparilla Parade and the Pirates landing in Tampa Bay. There's the story of how Roy Leap at Channel 13 was the only meteorologist in the area to tell people in Tampa that they were going to wake up to about an inch of snow in January 1977, which so many people remember. So it's a lot of personal stories like that, you know, people who remember being on the kids' shows on those stations. And this is not really a book about broadcasting. This is a book about the social history of our area, intertwined with the state's history, and a lot of great personalities and events tied into that.
Don, thanks so much for talking to us, and I wish you good luck on Wednesday.
Thanks very much. I look forward to seeing everybody there Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., free admission at the Tampa Bay History Center.